Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Pleasant morning to all of you all who've gotten up early this morning. We're so happy that you have logged in with us. We are so grateful for this morning's program. We've got an exciting one for you. We've got a special speaker that's going to be joining us momentarily. So you still have time to reach out to your friends and have them log in. Also, just for a point of reference, if you have dialed in and you have blocked us from seeing your number, we will not be able to put you in the queue by pressing 1. So if we can't see your number, we're not certain who's calling in at that time. And we certainly, to do God's program, we're going to do it decently and in order. So if you blocked it, it shows nothing but a series of 1s. We will not be able to bring you on program if you're scheduled. So if we don't get to you, that's why. We're so grateful that you're with us this morning, and we're going to go ahead and start our music ministry this morning with our praise and worship. So stand by and listen to this tune, We Shall Behold Him. Amen. Good morning once again for those of you all who are just joining us. That was our praise and worship music this morning. And we're going to now go over and have a special introduction, welcome and purpose by Ms. LeBron. We're going to bring her in, and we're just reminding all of you all, if you're on the program, please be so kind to press 1 at this time. Please be so kind to press 1 if you're on the program so that we'll know that you're here. And if you're not participating at that particular time, we're going to ask also that you mute your phones so that it does not interfere with God's program this morning. Thank you all so very much. Good morning, Ms. LeBron.
Good morning, good morning. And praise God. Today's our prayer. Miracle Day. I love that song. We shall behold them. And it's one of my favorite songs. It was a song that we played during our wedding. But it was so fitting because you just can't wait to see Jesus, especially with everything that is going on in this world. We can't wait to see Jesus face to face. And today we have a special program for you. It's something that's really been thought of. The theme is, what does it mean to be a Christian? It's not just saying, I am a Christian, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, or, you know, or religion, whatever it is, but we're talking about, what does it mean to be Christian? What does it mean to be Christ-like? What does it mean to be a follower of Christ? And this morning, you're in for a special treat because we have prayed about it, and we have asked the Holy Spirit to assist us to be with everyone that's doing anything on this program. They're not just doing something on their own, but they're doing something with the Holy Spirit so that you will be blessed and you will be edified. So I say welcome to each and every one of you that took time to wake up this morning, because it's when you take time early in the morning do I wake. That's what the psalmist says. Early in the morning do I wake to spend time with the Lord. It's these early hours that you spend time with God, that's when God can commune and talk to you and to bless your day. So I welcome every one of you that are here this morning for our theme, what does it mean to be a Christian? May you be blessed this morning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Ms. LeBron. It's very good to have you back, and I look forward to the praise report that you and I will be doing this morning during a special interview session. All right, so we're going to go now and continue with our program because we've got a lot to cover this morning, and we're going to do we're going to have our scripture reading. But first, we're going to have our opening prayer, and I'm going to go ahead and present that this morning. Father in heaven, we thank you for all that you do for us. We're praying for a special blessing, an extra pouring out of your Holy Spirit this morning on this program and all the listeners. We pray that people will still contact family members or friends to let them know that today is Miracle Prayer Day. And if they're in need of a special miracle prayer, we're praying that they will call in and make their request. Even those that have unknown and unspoken requests, we pray for them as well. These and other blessings we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, this time we're going to move forward with our scripture reading and interpretation. Our scripture reading and the interpretation from Sister Teresa Morton. You may remember Sis Morton. She was our speaker 2 weeks ago, and we're certainly happy to have her as part of our program this morning. Good morning, Sister Morton.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Yes, good morning, Dr. Walker.
Good morning. Nice to have you with us this morning.
Amen. And this morning's scripture, I wanted to go right back to, I saw something about creation. And I just wanted to read the first two verses of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. and just to move just a little quicker, just 3 and 4. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light and that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And I just love that first part of Genesis because it defines exactly who God is and his purpose. And so his purpose, he created the heavens and the earth. And a lot of times people always say, well, I don't see Jesus in the Old Testament. And so that second verse, when you and I'm reading from the King James Version, if you would just pay attention to that second verse, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That was Jesus. Because if you skip down to go to the second chapter, when the Lord said, when God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. So he wasn't by himself. So Jesus was very much a part of creation. And I love that because I know that Jesus is God. And I just wanted to bring that out this morning. God bless you, and may your day be filled with his peace and love.
Amen. Amen. We thank you for that. It's always interesting to hear your ministerial voice, Sister Morton. It really is. And we certainly look forward to your song and music in just a few minutes, in about 1 minute. We're looking forward to your music this morning.
Amen.
Just before she comes on with that, for those of you all who are just joining us, we're so happy that you've taken time out to get up early this morning. I remember whenever my father was home, he always said that the early bird catches the worm. I really didn't understand what he was saying when he would say that. He would wake us up sometimes 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because we had to drive from Miami to Belgrade or Pompano because we had to go get on a bus on a Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, to go in the bean field, pick beans. So he said, arise and shine, and the early bird would catch the worm. And it's like, I don't know what he means by that. And later I did discover that the early bird does catch the worm. When you get up early and rise, it seems to extend your day. And it more so when you get up early to worship God, when you get up to praise him, when you get up to give homage to him, when you get up to just spend time with him, it's something special about that. Sometimes prior to some of these shows coming on early in the morning, I may have only gotten 3 or 4 hours sleep. But when I get up and I form a collaboration with God, I find that I'm not nowhere near as tired. I feel like I've had energy, and oftentimes right after the show, I will go out there and take a 3-mile walk after having only had 3 hours of sleep. So it's like when you collaborate with God, God gives you everything that you need. He really does, and that's been my experience. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and be blessed with this special music by Sister, once again, by Sister Morton. Sister Morton.
Amen. And this morning I want to share that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I'd like to dedicate it to Sister LeBron as well.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work, no, no. Formed against me shall prosper. Oh, there's no weapon what he said he'll do. He will stand by his word. He will come through. Yes, he will. I'm a believer. And I receive. Oh, yeah. Oh, no weapon formed against me. It will never prosper, no. There's no weapon formed against me. It will never prosper. God will do everything he said he's gonna do. He's not a man of lies. Oh, I'm a believer and I receive. Oh,
this is
a
bad part.
I'm not afraid of the arrow of my day, of the snares of the enemy. I stand my ground with the Lord on the side. Right now I've got the victory.
If you're just joining us and you're on program this morning, We're going to ask that you press 1. If you are not participating at that particular time, if you'd be so kind to mute your phone so that it does not bring any interference with our scheduled program. So at this time, we're going to welcome Sister Beverly. I'm sorry, Sister Belinda. We have so many, we have a number of Beverlys as well, but this is Sister Belinda Gamage. Good morning, Sister Belinda.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Well, I just want to just testify about the goodness of God and his ability to continue to confirm his word with us. There's been some things that I've been praying about for the past couple of years. And recently I was struggling with a decision and a coworker came up to me and she was sharing some scriptures with me. She said, I don't know why, but I just feel I need to share this with you. And it was a scripture about continuing to worship the Lord and trusting him. And it was beautiful. And then she said something to me that confirmed what I had been feeling for several years. And it all has to do with transition and moving forward in certain areas. When she said it to me, I immediately began to tear up because I knew it was the Lord confirming the things that I had already been said to me before and confirming what I was already feeling that morning. And so I just testify and thankful for how God loves us so much that even when we struggle to make certain decisions, he's going to continue to confirm his word and his plan for our lives. And so I'm just thankful that, you know, God never forgets. He is right there, and he knows exactly what it is that we need. So I'm just thankful for him confirming his word and his plan for my life.
Amen, amen. You know, it said that before we even call, he has already answered, and we're grateful for God being there for you, Sister Belinda. We are so grateful for that and for all of us out here who are standing in need of prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And if you have special prayer requests, we're going to ask that you, when our prayer warriors are preparing to do the special prayers, we're going to ask each one of our prayer warriors if they would be so kind to have paper and pencil so that they can certainly mark down the name, give them your name and your request. And if you're interceding for someone, give the party's name that you're interceding for, but give your name and the individual that you are praying for and your prayer request. That is very important, so we're going to ask that you do that. At this time, we're going to get ready to go into our first prayer, and we're going to have that with Sister Charlotte Henry. She's going to be our first prayer warrior. So we'll take 3 requests at this time, and we have about 3 or 4 prayer warriors this morning. So if you don't get yours in now, you can certainly get yours in with one of the 3 prayer warriors. And I'll tell you all something about these miracle prayer days. God is he's still in the miracle working business. I have seen personally several of the miracles that I have asked and submitted prayer requests through these programs that have actually, in fact, benefited and become miracles. I have seen personally the miracles manifest through these prayer lines. And I'll tell you something, if you just have faith that does not waver, if you just have the faith that just does not waver, and you're going to hear some of that with the praise report, that the interview that I do with Ms. LeBron this morning. Many of you all that may have been on the line, you've heard me talk about a pain in my side. for 2 years, and I had no idea. 9 specialists saw me, and they could not detect what this pain was. And God revealed to me with a young doctor of physical therapy that said that your body was out of alignment. And it showed that, you know, I took that when he told me that. And, of course, it took him less than 3 minutes to align the body. And I took that to mean as well. I took it even further. I took it to a spiritual level and say, you know, maybe some things are not going the way we want them to go because our life is out of alignment with God's plan. Our life is out of alignment. When we line up with God, no weapons, as the song said this morning, you know, no weapons formed against us will prosper. And let me tell you something, it's doing this program for God, and I'm committed to this, and I thank all of you all who are also committed, that once we start to align with him, all things do work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And I'm telling you, we need to be in alignment with him and according to his will. So this morning, Sister Charlotte Henry, good morning. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so we're going to now ask if you have a special prayer request at this time. We're going to ask that you give it to her. Please speak clearly. Give your name of the person that you're going to be praying for, and also the prayer request. Sister Henry, I want to put one in this morning. Our nation, the capital, Washington, D.C., they're having a group that's going to be meeting that in support of the insurrection that took place on January 6th. So I want to pray for God's intervention. Whatever God's will is, I want to pray for that, that God will intercede and the people will know that God interceded for whatever justice God sees. So I'm praying for this day, September 18th, as the people gather at Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, that God's, you know, that God will intervene and intercede. That's my prayer request this morning. If there are others, please, this is the time this morning. You may unmute your phones, you all, in case you have. All right, Sister Henry, we delayed the program, so what we're going to do, we'll allow them an opportunity
somebody
to get their prayer request in during one of the next several prayer requests. So we'll go with that one, and if there's anything else impressed upon your heart, certainly pray for that.
Dr. Walker, someone was talking just a while ago.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and good morning, Ms. Henry, and everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, hi. Yes, I would like to put in a request for, we have a nursing school on Biscayne, and my mom, she passed like a few years ago, but my sister, myself, and her, we were in charge of that school, and she had a loan. Right now, it's like the people she had borrowed a loan from, you know, my sister, she's been paying on it for years, and she's still having problem back and forth in court because of this person who wanted to take the building away. So just to pray that God will protect it and we'll be able to keep it. Thank you. Sister Marjorie, thank you.
Okay.
And for my family and myself and everyone in Radio Land, thank you.
Okay. Let's pray. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Father God in heaven, we thank you for waking us up this morning to see another day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercies, and your grace. God, we thank you for being such an awesome God in our lives, for reassuring us every day that, lo, you're with us always, even until the end of the world. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, we thank you for the promises of your word, Lord, that comes alive in our lives each and every day, if we only believe. God, we come to you now asking you to forgive us for our sins so that these requests can be heard, Lord. I ask that you will cleanse my heart so that, Lord, everything that is said will not just go to the top of my roof, but it will go all the way to heaven in your most holy place where you stand, Lord God, pleading for our sins and pleading for us and asking for our forgiveness. God, we just thank you. Lord, I lift up our nation right now at this time. Lord, America is in, as you know, as you already know, Lord, we are in prophecy. In Revelation, it talks about that lamb-like beast that's going to speak like a dragon. And God, this is what we're seeing happening in these last days. America, the country that has been so much like a lamb, so nice and so abiding and conforming and giving everybody what they want, is one day is speaking like a dragon, where it's forcing its rules and its regulations and forcing people into doing what it wants to be done. God, we see that this insurrection that happened is just a little bit of the taste of what's going to happen later on as time winds down, Lord. You said there'll be a time of trouble as never seen on this earth. And God, we see little fractions of it now. We ask that you would be in that situation, oh God, in Washington, D.C., where they're going to come together. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will work in the lives of the Christians who are there. Because, Lord, if you have one or two that will stand up for righteousness, you will be able to plead their case. You'll be able to deal with it. You'll be able to fix what needs to be fixed, oh God, on behalf of your children who are there. Please let whatever happens, Lord, let it be, Lord, for the good of the nation. Oh God, we pray that you will protect this nation and you'll protect the people that are in it, Lord. Help us all. And help us to be faithful, Lord, until the very end. Then no matter what happens, no matter what Washington says, we will remember to honor God first and not man. God, I lift up Sister Margie's request. You see, Lord, that there is a nursing school that they have there in Biscayne. God, I pray that you will work that thing out. It's a blessing when our people, Lord, Christian people who call by your name, own something that's going to help society, because we become a light in this dark world. So, God, I pray that the enemy will get his hands off of this situation and that your will be done. And I pray that they won't lose this building, oh God, and that even someone else could come in and help them out. Lord, please impress upon someone's heart to come in if that's the case. Whatever your will is, Lord, let it be done. And, Lord, I pray for all those silent requests also. I pray, Lord, that you will hear their humble cry, and you won't pass any of us by today, Lord, because we need you. We can't do anything without you. And even though things are accomplished, Lord, help us not to think that we have done anything, because our righteousness are as filthy rags. There's nothing good in us, and there's no one that is good. No, not one. Only by your blood that cleanses us from all our sins and keeps us, Lord, in our right mind. So, God, we pray that you will continue to be with us now, today, as you've been with us in the past. And I pray, Lord, that the miracles today, the prayers that are going up to you, that, Lord, you will answer them in due time. And not only that you answer, but that we have faith enough to wait on you, to wait, and that our strength will come through our waiting. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful prayer. What a powerful prayer. But Henry, thank you so very much. We certainly look forward to you coming back and giving us the word soon again, as we know that your husband is going to be presenting this morning, And we certainly look forward to his message in ministry this morning. Thank you for such a powerful prayer. In just a moment, we're going to be featured with some special music coming from Sister Joanne Smith. We're certainly looking forward to her her song of in special music. So we're going to welcome her in just a moment. And so once again, we're going to have about two or three more prayer warriors that will be coming on shortly. So if you missed out on getting your prayer request in at that time, we do have other prayer warriors that will be joining us momentarily. So this is the time to get it in. Even if you have an unspoken prayer request, God knows your needs even before you even ask. He has already answered. So I want you to keep that in mind, that God will he will answer your prayer in his own time, in his own way. All right, this morning we're going to be featured with special music with Sister Joanne Smith. She's on the line. Sister Smith, good morning and welcome to today's program.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Happy Sabbath.
Yes. All right, we're ready when you are, Sister Smith.
Okay. Far from the peaceful shore, very deeply within, I was thinking to write no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry and from the waters he lifted me. Now save love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else would help. Love below this well must obey.
Love lifted me when nothing else would help. His sweet love, it lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else would help. Love lifted me.
Nothing else will help. Love lifted me. Sister Smith, thank you so very much for that lovely song. I can certainly relate to that in so many ways. When nothing else will help, love lifted me. There's nothing like love on this planet. It said that love is the strongest force in the universe. And I don't even know if we can really imagine how much God loves us, as he wants to lift us up this morning. So thank you once again for that wonderful music, your message and music this morning. This morning, we're going to ask you to take a deep breath, and as we prepare to have a praise report this morning, I just think that this is so meaningful to have a praise report, and I'm certainly looking forward to this praise report I'm getting ready to do with Ms. LeBron. And then if time permits, we will also open it up for one or two people who want to give a brief praise report this morning on a blessing that God has recently done for you. Recently, we're talking about within the last 30 days. So we're going to get right to it, and so we can save some time for some other people that may have also desire to give a praise report. Ms. LeBron, are you there? Good morning once again.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Walker. How are you?
I'm doing just fun, wonderful. I really am. Even when I'm sleepy, I'm still wonderful because God has given me another day above 6 feet.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I'm just so happy to be here, so elated, just feel so blessed because, when you don't have your health, you don't have anything, and it's only God that gives us that strength. You know, I can do all things. That's one of my favorite verses. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength, that strengthens me. So I'm so glad to be back.
Mm-hmm. And we're certainly glad to have you here. And we're going to do this, and we're going to try to wrap it up in about 3 to 4 minutes so that we'll give someone else who may have who may want to also express their praise report over the last 30 days. So, Ms. LeBron, I understand that your household, you and your son both had COVID. And tell us about that. Just tell us, because we've certainly missed you on the air. And as my co-host of this morning show, I didn't want you to do too much talking because I didn't want you to get overly excited because I was, you're still in that in that stage of where I think you need to relax and be calm. So tell us about your experience with this COVID.
Yes. So Dr. Walker and, everybody else, I went to pick up my son. The school had called, he goes to Georgia Cumberland Academy, and they had called and they said that, he was kind of sick, and so they wanted to, just make sure that he was okay. He had a fever, so I had to come and pick him up. And I said, okay, not a problem. I was here, and it was on a Friday afternoon, right after school. So I, you know, drove up there and went to pick him up. And he, you know, the fever had subsided. He was fine. But when I got home later on that night, it was, he had the fever again, and it was, you know, it was getting worse. And so, you know, as a mother, you have that tendency just, you know, take care of your son and, you know, just dote over him and make sure he gets his tea. And, you know, you really want the fever to break and praying and you're just, and I was close and I wasn't really thinking that he had COVID or anything. But then, and you know, school didn't say he had COVID. He didn't have, you know, testing. But I don't know if you guys remember the, it was probably a couple of weeks ago when we were here. It was live on the air when I talked about that we were going to do the testing to see, you know, if everything was okay. And he had the COVID, but I didn't at that time. So, you know, just continued taking care of him. And, you know, my husband came in and we was really, you know, just praying over him. And then next thing you know, I think the next day or so, you know, I wasn't feeling well. And I said, what is going on with me? And, you know, I couldn't, you know, take care of him from there, you know. And I was knocked out in bed and, you know, I couldn't really, you know, walk around, you know, just pop up out of bed like I, you know, would normally do. And, you know, I had a fever and I went and took a test. And I found out that I was then positive.
I see. So when you first got the news that you were positive and you realized that your son was too, what immediately came to your mind? I mean, immediately, afraid?
Well, you know, the human aspect of it, you have this fear. Around you, you're hearing people are dying from COVID. You know, you're hearing, you know, a lot of things that are happening. You know, I had, you know, some friends that are just calling me and say, just go to the hospital, just go to the hospital. So it was, you know, it was that immediate fear that you do get. You know, and I had to stop and pray. I said, wait a minute, I have God on my side. God is looking out for me. You know, all along, you know, you pray for other people and you pray for, you know, you pray for other circumstances in your life. And then sometimes when things, you know, it's a powerful force, it feels like that's coming on you and you're like, you know, Lord, you know, that's when you cry out to God. And it was during those moments, too, I usually listen to either 3 a.m. in the morning around 6 or, you know, some messages or just Bible message that's being read to me. It was during those times I felt God just speaking to me and say, you know, I have this, you know, my child. I'm going to take care of you. You know, I felt at peace, although I was in pain. I was in pain, but I felt at peace that God is looking out for me. He's taking care of me.
I see. Did you, Mr. Brown, did it register in your mind that maybe you should go to the doctor it may be believed by some that God has given them the wisdom for the science and the things that we need, knowing that God is all powerful and he's the final word anyway, did it register in your mind to consider going to the doctor?
No. And here's why I say so is, at the time when I was weak, it was as if, and you know, I'm really going to compare this, is as if, like the story of Elijah in the Bible. You know, God was taking care of him. He sent ravens to feed him. And not only did he just give him water, but also food. You know, and at that time, it was, when I tell you God was literally taking care of me, I felt that he was sending different individuals almost every day, people I didn't even know, church members I didn't even know from other churches or, you know, just different people that he was sending every single day to, you know, bring some soup, bring some vitamins, bring a word of encouragement or just pray. You know, it was as if, you know, God was my doctor. He was my physician, and he was just taking care of me. And that's why it's like I didn't really feel a need to go into, you know, the hospital because, you know, as you know, when you go into hospitals right now, the hospitals are inundated with, you know, a lot of COVID patients. And there are, you know, and I do understand the seriousness of, you know, sometimes you may need to get to that point, you know. But I think my faith in God really strengthened through these times because these were trying times. And when I say trying times, it's like when your body literally feel like it never felt before. Because in all these years of working, I've never called out sick. And, you know, and that's something I don't even like to – even immediately, as soon as I got sick, I called my boss, do you want me to do Zoom? I'll just do Zoom in class. You know, my mind was still in that spirit of, you know, I can't lay down. I can't still, I can't be sick. You know, I can't be out like this. But she said, no, I just want you to get better. I want you to, you know, just get some rest, you know. And I think that's what I really needed to get. God was really forcing me to get rest because a lot of times I'm always going and going and not really resting and not really, you know, seeing what's important. But and I'm not saying that COVID was, you know, something I was laid on me like that, but it was during that time that I felt the peace of God, that I felt God just telling me, I have you, my child. I am taking care of you. You don't worry about this. And he sent, when I tell you, he sent people at the right time. You know, even my husband being here, taking care of both of us, you know, it was just, it was amazing. It was just, I can feel God's hand in this. And I felt peace. You know, that I wasn't, you know, oh, I got to get this, I got to, you know, no. He took care of everything in every aspect, in every, there was a part with the COVID, I think it was just making me yelp or just making like with my respiratory, but, you know, and he just took care of it. You know, somebody had brought something over. I don't remember. It was a concoction that they made. But, you know, I took it like 3 times like they told me. And after that, it's just I felt a relief from it. So it was like in every stage of it, in every like pain that I was going through, there was something that was sent. There was something, you know, that I took at that time that just gave me that relief. And it was, you know, God sent it by at the right time.
Right. I'm so glad that God intervened on your behalf. And certainly we're out of time right now. I wish we had more time to do more interview with her, but the hour is pressing forward. And certainly I'm certain that Ms. LeBron's experience, and I'm not putting words in her mouth, and Ms. LeBron, I want you to say that was your experience, and other people's experiences may vary when it comes to their measure of faith. Would you let our audience know that? Because COVID is rather serious, and certainly I'm certain that I want you to let them know that you're not encouraging other people to perhaps look at it the way that you did. That was based on your measure of faith. Would you share that with our audience before we move on?
Yes, and as you all know, it's like COVID has different effects on people. But I just wanted you to be encouraged that if you do have it or, you know, you're praying over someone that has it, you have to step – when I say step out in faith, faith is not something that is – faith is not something you just – you have to ask for it. You know, sometimes you have to ask the Lord, help my unbelief. You know, help me to stay steadfast and immovable and abiding in your word and just stand on his promise. You know, grab the word of God and say, Lord, you said, You said that you want us to prosper in health. You had to go back and forth with the Lord, you know, with, you know, Lord, Father, you have to keep me because this is what you want. You want me to be healthy. You don't want me to be down. You know, during that time, I had a pastor that contacted me that wanted me to preach over, you know, a particular, and I said, you know, I'm not feeling well right now. I'm not. He said, well, you know what? God has not given you a spirit of fear. God is not, he's not going to leave you where you are right now. He's going to take care of you and restore you back. And, you know, at that moment, I really needed, sometimes you need the words of encouragement to strengthen your faith. And it was only the faith in God. I'm telling you, sometimes you have to look beyond your circumstance and whatever you're going through and just look beyond and say, Lord, and see what God will do for you, you know, and certainly what he can't do, but what he will do. Because you have to stand in faith and knowing and not give up, not give in to, you know, the evil one, knowing that God is going to restore you. And that's how sometimes, like in the past when I have prayed over someone in faith and not even thinking that, you know, it may not happen. What was that? It will happen, you know, although I have to always, you know, think of God's will. But God's will is for us. God's will
Amen.
Is for us to be helped. So that was the measure of faith that I had. Yeah.
Amen. So certainly, if you want to hear more about her testimony, she'll be on our Bible study this afternoon. Today is the launching of our Bible study program. It starts at 2 o'clock, and it's only for 1 hour, and it will go real fast. And today we're doing an introduction series, and as a matter of fact, we're continuing with a Friday night program that we had. How do you know when God is speaking to you? You will want to hear this. We're going to be doing that one live by Zoom. If you need the information, you can contact me personally, Ms. LeBron will also have that information. My co-hosts will be Sister Lynn Mitchell and Dr. Herbert Moore. You can also contact any of them. You can contact Ms. Woodbury. She'll have the information for the Zoom login as well. All right, we've got to move on with our program. I did want to allow at least one or two other people to come on, but it looks like I do apologize, you all. The time is escaping us. And I take full responsibility for that. So we've got to move right on with our program. And we're going to have Sister Teresa Morton come back in, and she's going to give a very brief testimony on something that God has done for her over the last month. Sister Morton, thank you for your patience, and please give us your testimony.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Walker. Thank you for that testimony, Sister LeBron. I'm so blessed by it. I just want to say God is magnificent. He's awesome. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, and he is in control. So I had a situation where I didn't realize, and I told this testimony last night, my brakes on my car were metal to metal, and I didn't know that. I've been driving for the last 30 days between Alabama, Georgia, and probably would have went somewhere else if I got called. And I went to just get my oil change, and that's when I found out. And when I thought about it, I said, Lord, you have just kept your angels, because I pray for traveling mercies when I get in the car. And I asked the Lord to be the unseen guest behind the wheel, and he has done that. And he has spared my life for such a time as this. And my purpose that God has given me is not over yet. So when you look and your life is spared, it is not because you're so wonderful, so great, so good. It's because God willed it to be so, and your purpose is not finished yet. And I just want to bless the Lord this morning and praise him for his omnipotence and his mercy and grace. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, and thank you. You know, that's metal to metal. That's, wow, iron sharpens iron. And God was sharpening tools for you because he knew that, just like with Ms. LeBron, God knows how much I need her on this program. And, you know, we're co-laboring with this here for this mission. So, you know, as I prayed for her as well, for her speedy recovery, and God has something for you, and thank you. And now you're part of our team, and we're so grateful to have you. At this time, we're going to have We're going to bring in our next prayer warrior, Sister Belinda Gamage. She's going to be joining us this morning again to bring another, you know, for that special prayer. If you have a prayer request, this morning you will want to get it in, a prayer request. If you haven't been online already with yours, we're going to give you that opportunity this morning to give your prayer request. Sister Belinda, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm ready to write down names and the prayer request.
All right. If you have it, because the hour is escaping us, you all, and we certainly want to give the speaker due diligence at this time. So please let your request be known at this time. Give your name.
Hi, Sister Belinda.
And your prayer request.
Hi, Sister Belinda. This is Teresa again. Thank you for taking the prayer request. I would just like my son, Brandon Morton, to be prayed for and that the VA refers the appeal in granting him what he needs for his medical issue. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, good morning. Morning. Good morning.
All right, once,
good morning.
If you're online with us, you all, if you're not having a prayer request, we can hear your conversations in the back. You may want to go ahead and mute your phones, if you would, please. Be so kind. Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Sister Joan, and I'm asking for prayers for myself and for my children. My son, who is in University of Miami, his name is Kyle. My daughter, Kathy, and my oldest son, Kino. I'm asking you all to pray for us.
Okay. Is there anyone else? And Joan, was there anything, is there a specific area that I could specify, if you don't mind?
I am just asking for the older ones that they will come back to the Lord, and for the younger one that the Lord will cover him down there
okay.
in Miami, will cover him, and that he will live for Jesus.
Okay. Okay, awesome. Anyone else? Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Walker. Good morning. My name is Alan Henry.
Uh-huh.
Charlotte Henry's husband.
Yes, you can go ahead.
You could. Yes, yes. My prayer request is to pray for those of us, like myself, who are healthcare professionals who are on the front line of fighting against COVID. That ask God to protect us as we continue this great work in taking care of COVID patients, and also to pray that pray for our churches in these last days that we would that God would give us the power to, you know, to bring forth the gospel message, because there are many people who are dying, especially from COVID, who have not heard the gospel yet. So that God will help us to wake us up to preach this gospel, you know, to those who need to hear.
Amen. Okay.
All right.
Is there anyone?
We'll go with those. We have
okay.
one more prayer warrior, one or two more, I believe. Possibly one. So we'll go with that.
Okay. All right. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We come before you knowing that you are a loving Father who continues to watch over us and keep us in every single way. Father, we bless your name and we give you praise. Lord, we worship you. We honor you. We know, God, that there is nothing too hard for you. And so, God, we just come to you this morning lifting up Teresa, Joan, and Mr. Allen. Father, we pray for Ms. Teresa and her son, Brandon. Lord, you know the issue that is surrounding the medical appeal that is needed. And, Father, we pray that you would make a way. Open the doors, God. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out blessings upon them that they will not have room enough to receive. Lord, we thank you for favor. We thank you, God, for favor with man. We thank you, Lord, for anyone who has to review his medical case will do it honorably. And God, I pray that they will be led by your spirit with every decision that is made. We thank you now for the testimony for Ms. Teresa and her son. Lord, we lift up Joan and her family to you. Father, in a world where so many things can distract our young people, we ask you, God, to touch and move upon the hearts of her children. We pray for Kyle. We lift up Cassie. We lift up Kino. We ask you, Lord, that their hearts be drawn to you. Whatever it takes, God, their heart be drawn to you. Father, I pray that no matter what distraction comes up against them, Lord, that the only thing that will satisfy will be your presence. We pray that now for a mother who has a desire to see her children saved, to see her children living for the Lord. And God, we thank you that you're going to move on her behalf and she's going to have an awesome testimony. I pray, God, that you would give Joan the strength and the patience to see the process through for her children. Because, God, we know that children can go their own way. But, Lord, I pray no matter how long it takes that she will continue to trust in you for the deliverance and the life that her children will lead and live under you and your presence. Father, we lift up Mr. Henry. We thank you, God, for his service. We thank you, Lord, for his heart that you have given him to care for patients and care for others. Lord, we know what our frontline workers face in the medical business right now. Lord, they're under pressure. There's so many different things going on from the vaccine to the COVID patients. And God, we just pray for every single worker in a hospital, every doctor, every nurse, every medical worker, God, who is facing the challenges of this pandemic. And we ask, God, that you would be with them, that you would cover each and every one of them. Protect Mr. Henry, God, in his line of work and all of his coworkers and all of those who work with him. Lord, we pray that you would continue to lead our country, God, to make good decisions as leaders so that we can see ourselves through this time. So we thank you, Lord, that you're going to answer the prayer for Ms. Teresa, Ms. Joan, and her children, and as well for Mr. Henry. We submit this prayer to you knowing that you are able to do all things and you cannot fail. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer, Sister Belinda. Much timely. We look forward to you coming back shortly to do our song of meditation as well, just before the speaker of the hour comes on. At this time, we're going to continue with our program. The hour is escaping us, so we're going to, and I do apologize. I take full responsibility for that. At this time, we're going to bring in Sister Marjorie Cross, who will be giving us a very brief testimony. Good morning, Sister Cross.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Walker and everyone. My testimony is about what happened to me a few years ago, and I just thank God that I'm still here. A few years ago, I took the plane, and while we were on the plane, and we just were going on the runway and just about to take off, and the pilot said, "Everybody relax, but we have a fuel leak. And we will be going back to the terminal, but don't panic." And, you know, when we heard that, you know, everybody, we got a little panicky. But thank God, they took us back to the terminal, and we got off. Thank God that they found it before we lift up. Otherwise, I probably would not be here. So I thank God for that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. We're so thankful that you're here as well.
Thank you
for sharing that. We always are gracious for your testimonies and not only your support of this mission. We certainly do appreciate all this, Ms. Marjorie. She's one of our sponsors also, you all. So she supports this mission along with Ms. Marjorie Spicer and so many others of you all that support this mission, and we are grateful for that. As we do community projects, and we're starting to have giveaways on the air. All right, continuing with our program, we're going to go right now to Sister Yvonne Evans. Sister Yvonne Evans is going to be our final prayer warrior, it looks like, this morning. And she's going to go ahead and start to take your request at this hour. Sister, good morning, Sister Evans.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and happy Sabbath. Good morning, happy Sabbath.
Good morning. It's so have you with us this morning. And Sister Evans is on a number of prayer lines, I understand. And, you know, we certainly do appreciate her taking time out to be with us. She was probably up early this morning on one of those prayer lines. Is that right, Sister Evans?
Yes, we had a big night. We have a big night prayer line, and then we have one starting at 5.
Oh, okay. All right, certainly.
Yes.
All right. If you've got a special prayer request this morning, we're going to ask that you get it in now. This is our final prayer warrior. If you're not making a prayer request, we're going to ask if you'd be so kind to mute your phone because it brings in every sound over here into this studio. You know, give your name, the person that you may be interceding for, and your prayer request. At this time, if you have a prayer request, let it be known.
Good morning, Sister Evans. This is Charlotte Henry. My prayer request is for my student who has become my son over the past 10 and 11 years. He has now been incarcerated, and he has 28 counts against him, and we don't have $1,000 per count to help him out of to get out of jail, and we really don't want that to be the decision. So to actually get him out, we're asking God to just do something, and also to change him because he had gotten given himself to God, and then if he wasn't really living it, he was just saying it. And so maybe in him being in jail, God can give him that Jonah experience. But I'm just asking that you would pray for him. His name is Brennan. Brennan. And also I'm asking special prayer requests for my daughter. She has something that's dealing with her ovaries. And, you know, for a woman, that's very serious. And I really need prayer for her. As a matter of fact, she's calling in right now. But It's a sickness that is causing a lot of acne and stuff on her face, and it's just really ruining, you know, her whole appearance. And so I ask that you would pray for her. It's my daughter, Charlotte Henry's daughter. Thank you so much.
Okay. Got it. Anyone else? Any other requests?
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Evans.
Good morning.
Yes. I just would like for you to keep, we have a problem in the Miami Gardens area where they wanted to bring a Formula One racing car on the Hard Rock Stadium field. And right now it's in the federal court. And this could cause deafness, immediate deafness to people and also health problems. So I'm just asking to ask God, you know, to pray that they may not go through with it, although they want to put it on the stadium feet. Thank you. And please pray for my family and for myself. Thank you. Sister Marjorie, thank you.
Oh, Sister Marjorie. Okay.
This is Ben Floyd. Just on Friday, I signed a contract with a new company, and we're going to be in the fight against COVID. And so I want to pray that not only is this a successful joint venture, but that we become a new leading force to help those who cannot help themselves.
And who is this request for?
This is Ben Floyd.
Ben?
Yes. And the name of the new company is Amateurs Diagnostics.
Diagnostic.
All right, we will go with those requests, Ms. Evans, please.
Okay. First of all, as we are about to pray, we have to realize that the prayer is, does not have faith attached to it. It availeth nothing. No matter how we pray, that's something I always like to tell our people that call for requests. If you on your side don't believe that when we pray, it will make a difference, it's useless. If the prayer that's being made does not attach with faith, it is like a letter that you put in the mailbox and there is no stamp attached to it, it's going to return to sender. because the scripture tells us it's the prayer of faith. It said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And when we come to him, we must believe. You know what the word believe means? It's an action word. You have to put your faith in action. You have to believe the word of God. It's not just to pray, but it's to believe that what God said he will do it. Number one, you have to be in expectation. You have to believe. And he said he will show us great and mighty things which we know not of. Three, he said signs will follow the believers. Four, he said you shall have whatever you say. Five, he said death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So as we get into prayer, I want you to see nothing else but Jesus Christ and him crucified. See him hanging on that cross. Hear him say, Father, it is finished. Our sins be forgiven. The stripes on his back signifies our healing as accomplished. It's a fact. Healing, deliverance, salvation, all of that was laid upon Jesus Christ. So Holy Spirit of God, as we enter, oh yes, right now, we are in the throne room. We enter therein right now. And as the song reminds us, we are in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And you are welcome right now as we kneel, calling from different areas. But we meet right now around the throne room of Jesus Christ, where he is making intercession on our behalf. Every single human being, whether you be rich, whether you be poor, whether you be white, whether you be black, my Father said, I do not prefer the death of a sinner, but that all should come to repentance. And as the prayer of faith is made, believe right there and then that you receive, because faith is action. Faith is not feelings, but it brings feelings. Faith does not operate through the five senses. It operates through the spiritual realm. So, Father God, this morning, your daughter, whom you have called to be an intercessor, I kneel before you this morning, O God, with the forgiveness of my sins, Lord. Like David the Ark, he said, create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. Father, that nothing within me will prevent these prayers from coming to your throne room. You are waiting also with the angels. You are waiting to intercept the prayer that come from our lips. You are willing to give us the desires of our hearts more than we are really able to receive it. Everything was paid for. So we, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus today, we are praying for Teresa and her son. Oh, God, Brandon, you know what is going on in that realm. You know what is going on. You know the decision that has to be made. I don't know, but you know it. And before we call, you said you will answer. So we are putting this case in your hands this Sabbath morning, the seventh day, which is a double blessing. So as I lift up Teresa, I lift up her son, Brandon, believe that there's going to be a change, because our Father God said when we call, he will answer. While we are yet speaking, he will hear. So the situation at hand, dear God, we are asking of you to take full control. We are asking of you right now that you will help Teresa and her son to make this decision, because when you make it, the doctors cannot make a mistake. The law cannot make a mistake. Nothing in this world can make a mistake when you make that decision. So in the name of Jesus right now, in the name, he said, when we come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and ask, he said, he will grant it unto us. So we are going to God the Father through Jesus Christ right now on behalf of Teresa and her son Brandon. You take care of this decision, Lord, and we are grateful and thankful to you that it is done in the name of Jesus. We ask right now, Father God, for Charlotte Henry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are asking, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for her student, one of her former students, getting in and out. But the devil is a liar, because Jesus Christ said, young men, I call upon you because you are strong. But the enemy want to go over Jesus and to take the young men to do his bidding. Oh God, but this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we put Brandon before you. We put his incarceration before you this morning. He is locked behind bars, but Peter was locked behind bars, in the name of Jesus, and you make a way for Peter. Oh God, we know these young men, the enemy is working them over time, but right now we are calling out Brandon in the name of Jesus. We are calling out Brandon right now, and whomever the prosecutors are, whomever the defenders are, wherever that money to be made, Lord, you have it in control. Right now we are coming with Brandon, holding him up before you. You have created him as a child and as a product, dear God, that you need. So Father God, we ask that you beat back the forces of darkness and cancel all the assignments of the enemy that come up against Brandon. In the mighty name of Jesus, reach to Brandon's heart, Holy Spirit. Give him a heart change. Give him a mind change. Change him before you take him out, dear God. If you have to meet him behind bars, if you put him there so you allow him to be there, so you can meet him there, oh God, meet Brandon, because a lot of men, oh God, are met behind bars and they came out changed, because the Holy Spirit of God, when they look, only the walls are behind them and beside them. They got to look up and see Jesus Christ. So right now, God, we put Brandon before you, that he will stay behind bars and look up and call upon you and ask for deliverance. When you plead his cause, Lord God, when you fight against those that fight against Brandon, Lord Jesus, we know that it is well done. So we place Brandon in your hands this morning. And Father God, we are going right now to Sister Charlotte's daughter. You know her. We come against these fibroids. We come against these fibroids, no God, that is in her ovaries. Oh, every organ, we're going to speak the word over them today. Every organ, every tissue, every muscle. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against these fibroids right now. Fibroids, any malfunction in her body, every organ, every tissue of her body functions in the perfection that God, the Creator, had created them to function. We forbid any malfunction in her body right now. Growths and tumors have no right to her body. They are illegally trespassing in her body. Oh God, these are things of the past, because they have been already paid for. So right now, God, upon the authority of the name of Jesus, we curse this fiber to dry up and shrink, just like Jesus Christ cursed the fig tree, and it was not a myth like a lot of people think. It is a fact. So we have the blood right to curse this fiber and tell them to come out. They are illegally trespassing in our body. So fiber, we curse you from the root to wither, to shrink, and to dry up. Amen and amen. I know that it is done in the name of Jesus. And we are praying, dear God, for Marjorie, as she is asking for that racetrack, dear God, right there in Miami Garden. I know where it is. I wasn't far from there once upon a time. So God, we are praying, dear Father, that you will intercede
Father God, to the governor. Intercede, dearest Father God, to the mayor. Intercede, Father God, to the people of representative that represent Miami Garden, that this truck will stop. It will give people sickness and disease. There is a lot here already. So right now, God, in the name of Jesus, we are asking of you, Father God, to come on the scene and to stop this race truck. Put an X on it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we go to Ben, who is in this company, and he's asking for you to intercede, Lord, and every side, Lord, is asking of you to intercede today, the Sabbath day. Lord, it's a special gift today. Whatever we ask for today, the Sabbath, we receive it. So take this man and this company fully in charge, dear God, and do what only you can do. Whatever you do it best. So, God, as we incorporate all of these prayers and put them up and send them up into the basket, dear God, we follow with thanksgiving. We follow with praise because, God, you asked us to pray one for the other, that our joys may be filled and that we may be healed, and the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Thank you, God, that you make me righteous through Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you today, Lord, for answering all the requests that have been made by me and those that went ahead, Lord. Thank you for answering them, that men and women can know that you still sit high and you still look low and that you are in control. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. A powerful prayer. We're running out of time, you all, right now, unfortunately. But what we're going to have now is Sister Charlotte Henry. We're going to have you do the introduction for your husband. And we're going to also ask at the end of your introduction if you will pray for the speaker of the hour. We want to make sure we get that in. So what better person to pray for the speaker of the hour than the spouse? So we're going to ask that you, Sister Charlotte Henry, we're going to bring you in at this time to go ahead and do the introduction. That will be followed by Sister Belinda Gamage going to give us the song of meditation, and then after that we'll hear from the speaker. So, Sister Henry, please be so kind and remember to pray for the speaker of the hour, your husband.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to, as Dr. Walker said, introduce my husband, Alan Calvin Henry. He was born in Birmingham, England, raised in Birmingham, England. He, as you already heard, he's a respiratory therapist who's on the front line with COVID patients, and he's been working in the hospital for about 20-something years. I forgot how many, but as long as that. We've been living here in West Palm Beach area. He's 60 years old, just turned 60 last weekend. God has blessed him to reach that age, and he is definitely a believer in Jesus Christ. His favorite song is Standing on the Promises of God. Standing on the Promises of God. And so he loved the Lord. He has two daughters. And that's about it. I mean, for the sake of time, I think that's enough to know. We can bow our heads for prayer. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for allowing us this opportunity, Lord, to come together and worship in spirit and in truth. God, I pray for Alan at this time that you will speak through him, that your Holy Spirit take control of his tongue, his thoughts, and everything, Lord, that everything is said and done will be done because the Holy Spirit is leading him and not of his own. Thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'm going to sing a song called The Goodness of God, and then you will hear Mr. Allen.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am making, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fires and darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, Jesus. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Welcome, Mr. Alvin Henry.
Thank you, Sister Belinda, for that song. It was definitely, God has been good to me. I can truly tell you that. As my wife said in the introduction, I also thank my beautiful wife for her introduction. She has been by my side for 29 years. Now we've been together. So I thank God for my wife, Charlotte. And as she said in her introduction, yes, I am a respiratory therapist working in the front line of COVID, working COVID ICU. And I've been doing it ever since it started in January. And truly, the song that you just sang, Sister Belinda, I could truly relate to that. You know, God has been good to me, you know, and my co-workers. And yes, even though, yes, I did have COVID, you know, but God brought me through. Brought me and my wife through the COVID, just like your sister, LeBron. God has brought us through. But you know one thing? I tell people that, you know, it's because of the knowledge that God has given us with his health message that has really saved us from receiving the deadly symptoms, the respiratory symptoms of COVID. So, and I try to encourage my patients who are awake and alert, to encourage them, you know, to stay away from meat and all fried foods and eat more fruits and vegetables during their time of sickness so that it would help them to recover from COVID. So I praise God for his goodness and praise God for the knowledge that he's given us, you know, that if we stick by his diet, that he will help us to be healed from even COVID. Praise God. The message God has given me to speak to you, my brothers and sisters, it's entitled, What Does Being a Christian Mean? What does being a Christian mean? I just want to briefly pray one more time. Dear God and Heavenly Father, first of all, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak on your behalf. Please, God, hide me behind the cross. Lord, let those who are listening not hear me speak, but hear your Holy Spirit speak at this time, so that that man, that woman, that boy, that girl that's listening, Lord, who's in a valid decision, will make a decision today to to follow Jesus Christ all the way. In Jesus' name, amen. What does it mean to be a Christian? When people ask you, what is your religion? And you tell them, well, I'm a Christian. Do you really understand what you are saying? Do you really know what it means to be a Christian? First of all, the name Christian, where did it come from? Well, you know, in Acts 11, verse 26, it tells us that the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Why? It's because they were preaching, teaching Jesus Christ. And as a result, bringing many people into the church because of their teaching and their preaching and living Jesus Christ. Now, in order to fully understand what it means to be a Christian, we must look at the source. The source is who? Nobody else but Jesus Christ. Look at the life of Jesus Christ, and then it will help us to understand what it means to be a Christian. First of all, the question is asked, what kind of life did Christ live from the beginning while he was here on earth? Now, John chapter 6, verse 38 says, Jesus came from heaven not of his own will, but by the will of his Father. And John chapter 14, verse 10, it even says that even the words that Jesus spoke, it was not his own words, but his Father's words. In John chapter 14, verse 31, Jesus shows the world that he loves the Father by doing as his Father commanded him to do. So, brothers and sisters, even the fact that Jesus came from heaven to earth, it wasn't of Jesus' own will, but of the will of his Father. Because he loved his Father so much that he was obedient to his Father. And in Luke 22, verse 42, Jesus in Gethsemane, when facing the fact that he was about to die a cruel death at the cross, he prayed to put his will aside so that his Father's will would be done. Yes, Jesus, in his humanness, he said he was about to face the cruel death of the cross. Let it not be my will, but your will. Brothers and sisters, could you understand if you were about to face death? Of course, you too would want to try and avoid the cruelty of death. But if it was for the sake of saving lives, then yes, we've got to put ourselves aside. So Jesus put his own self aside so that he could be obedient to his Father and so that he could save us as human beings from our sins. Amen. Now in Philippians, it further tells us that Jesus was obedient to his Father even unto death. Even unto death, Christ was obedient to his Heavenly Father. Romans chapter 5, verse 19 tells us that because of Christ's obedience, we are made righteous. You see, brothers and sisters, when we give ourselves to Jesus Christ and ask Jesus Christ to give us strength to be obedient and to overcome sin, then through Christ, we gain that strength to become victorious over sin. And we are made righteous. Why? Because Jesus himself went through the cross and he became sin for us. He became our victor over sin. So when we give ourselves to Jesus Christ, we too can have that victory over sin and temptation. Amen. Praise God for that. So, what about us who call ourselves Christians? 2 John 1:6. John chapter 14, verse 15, and John chapter 15, verse 14, tells us that if we love him to keep his commandments, brothers and sisters, if we call ourselves Christians, that means that we are supposed to be Christ-like. That also means that we are supposed to love Jesus Christ. And how do we love Jesus Christ? We love him to keep his commandments. And if we claim to be friends of Jesus Christ, don't you wish to be called a friend of Jesus Christ? Don't you wish to be looked upon by God as his friend? Well, the Bible tells us in John chapter 15, verse 4, that if we claim to be friends of Jesus Christ, we must do whatever he commands us to do. In other words, we must live our life commandments if we claim to be a friend of Christ. So as Christians, we live a life of love and obedience to God. So what about people? What was Jesus' attitude towards people or human beings? Well, the Bible also tells us that in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Matthew 4, verse 23 also tells us that Jesus not only went to church to teach and to preach, he also went among the people and went about healing people from their diseases and from their affliction. See, brothers and sisters, as Christians, being a Christian doesn't mean that we spend all our time in the four walls of a church. Yes, we're supposed to go to God's house and to worship him, but that's not where we're supposed to stay. Once we worship him, then we go out into the neighborhoods, into the streets, to reach out to those who are in need of help. Amen? Because these days, brothers and sisters, we find that, you know, Christianity has become it's like a club member. And we're being entertained too much in our churches. And I know that we have people from different denominations in this audience. I'm speaking to every denomination. Every denomination seems to have this problem, that as Christians, we spend too much time in church, being entertained in church, but we don't reach out, go out into the neighborhood and to reach out to those who are in need. Jesus spent most of his time reaching out to those who are in need. He went out into the streets. In Psalms, the 130th division, verse 7, it says, Jesus raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. In other words, he went out to help the poor. He went out to help those who were in need, whether it's need of food or clothes and so forth. Jesus went out and reached out into the community. Psalms in the 140th division, verse 12, says, Jesus also seek justice for the poor and for the needy. In other words, if the poor and needy were treated unjustly in society, Jesus helped to fight for them also. In 1 John 1, verse 9, Jesus also forgave us of our sins. Now we're talking about Jesus now. He reached out into the community, but also Jesus forgave. 23 verse 34 says, Jesus forgave his enemies even at the cross. So we know the prayer that Christ did while he was hanging on the cross. He told his Father to forgive them. Them who? Those who were persecuting him on the cross. He said, because they knew not what they did. So if Jesus could forgive the very enemies who put him on the cross, who beat him, who spat in his face, beat him to the point where his skin was being peeled off and blood was oozing out, could forgive them. What about us? So we too, if we call ourselves Christians, we also, just like Christ, we should go into the world to preach the gospel. In Matthew 28:19-20, this was the mission that Christ has given us, those of us who call ourselves Christians, that we must go into the world and to preach the gospel. And also, concerning people, our attitude toward people, in Deuteronomy 5:11, and Deuteronomy 15:78, and Matthew 25:35-46, it tells us that we must help the poor and the needy if we call ourselves Christians. And also in Colossians 3:13, we must learn to forgive as Jesus did also. And in Matthew 6:14-15, let me read that right quickly because I know we are against time here. Matthew 6:14-15 says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Brothers and sisters, is there anyone that we have not forgiven? Is there anyone that we haven't spoken to in years because we have not let go of what they've done to us? Is there anybody in your household or in your church that you still have ought against? If Jesus himself could forgive those who treated him so cruelly, what about us forgiving those who have done something that's much less than what they did to Jesus Christ? Brothers and sisters, if we call ourselves Christians, we must learn to forgive. Because the last part of this verse, it says, "But if ye forgive not their trespasses, neither will you forgive your trespasses." So brothers and sisters, if we have not forgiven anybody for what they have done to us, then we are living a dangerous life, because Christ said that God will not forgive us if we don't forgive our fellow men. So I pray that if we call ourselves Christians, that we make things right with our fellow men. Otherwise, we are wasting our time as Christians. Christians, we do not participate or condone in these activities: sexual immorality, idolatry, adultery, homosexuality, stealing, swindling. You find all these in 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. And brothers and sisters, as you know, our society today is being bombarded with the introduction of homosexuality, and it's even coming into our schools. And even in our early grades are being taught that this is another alternative lifestyle. But as Christians, we are supposed to tell the world that this is unacceptable to God. Yes, we may have family members who may be homosexuals and lesbians. But you know something? As Christians, we're supposed to show them love. And part of the love is to bring truth, to speak truth in love to our homosexual loved ones. No, don't hate them, but let them know that if they want to be saved, they must go to Jesus Christ to gain victory over sin. Just like every other sin, we must go to Jesus Christ for victory. Amen? Stealing, swindling. And also, when it comes to the dark stuff like sorcery, necromancy, magician, medium, those who say they can call up the dead, witchcraft, spiritualism, astrology, even secret societies, Christians, we must stay away from these dark activities, including secret societies, sororities, frats, with all these things involve dark ceremonies and dark secrets. As Christians, the Bible warns us against these activities. And I can give you many texts. Deuteronomy 18, verse 10 through 12, speaks about these warnings. And there are other scriptures I can give you, but because of time, call me later and I'll give you some more scriptures. The Christian is one who, first of all, loves and obeys God. And number two, loves his fellow men. You see, brothers and sisters, the Ten Commandments is nothing but the summary of love to God and love to man. The first four commandments, including the Sabbath commandment, is talking about actions showing love towards God. The last six is dealing with our love to our neighbors, to our fellow men. That's what the Ten Commandments is. It's a summary of love to God and love to man. So when we follow God's commandments, we are showing love to God and love to man. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul says, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. This is what it means. This is what it means to be a Christian. That we are not living of our own selves, but Christ is living through us. Because being a Christian means to Christ-like, to be like Christ. So therefore, we in Christ invite Christ into our lives so that he can live through us, so that we can show men and women who Jesus Christ is. But also, the last point I want to make, that as Christians, the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, that we will suffer persecution. Brothers and sisters, yeah, there are some beliefs out there that tell us that the secret rapture, would God will come in the secret rapture and lift us up and escape us from this 7 year of persecution. Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that if you are a Christian, you will suffer persecution. The disciples suffered persecution. Christ himself, before he died on the cross, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they wanted to kill him. Whenever Christ indicated to them that he is the Son of God. And also, it tells us in Revelation, chapter 12, verse 17, that the dragon was wroth with a woman, made war with her seed. The woman represents the church, and the seed represents the church in the last days. So, brothers and sisters, as Christians, if we call ourselves Christians, in the last days, we will suffer persecution. Brothers and sisters, I just want to drive the point that if we are to call ourselves Christians, then we must live a life that shows the love of Jesus Christ. We must walk according to his commandments. And his commandments will help us to love God, to be obedient to God, and then to love man. Then once we do this, then truly men and women will see who Jesus Christ is through our lives, and many will be converted to Jesus Christ because of the testimony that we have shown through our lives, not just through speech, not just through saying hallelujah and giving God praise in church. True worship is when we leave those church doors and we show our love to men. Because the Bible says that when those outside the church see that we have loved one for another, they will see that we belong to Jesus Christ. So I pray that those who are here on this land who are Christians will truly understand what it means to be a Christian, and also to remember that Christianity is shown through the lives that we live, not just what we say, but how we live it, and our jobs, when we go to the mall, when we go to the park, when we're on the plane, when we're on the bus. We must show the love of Jesus Christ. And also remember that Jesus Christ is coming soon, that all these events that's taking place, COVID, natural disasters, all these things, Matthew tells us that these are signs of Christ's soon return. Please, let us live our lives and to let people know that Jesus is coming soon so that many could be saved as a result. Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Elder Henry, for that timely message, what it means to be a Christian, what it really means to be sacrificed with Christ, and to expect that as Christians we will suffer persecution in Christ, and we have hope that Christ is our hope, that he has overcome the world. So thank you for that timely message. We're out of time, but I just want you to mark your calendars for the next service, which will be International Divine Intervention Day. That's our International Divine Intervention Day, where we ask God to intervene into the affairs of humanity. That's going to be October the 2nd, 6:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. If you want to participate on program, please contact any of the volunteers that are with us. Contact Ms. LeBron. You can contact me directly, Ms. Woodbury, anyone that you can go to my website, anyone that's on there, you can contact them and let them know that you would like to participate on a program, whether that you want to sing, you want to give a brief testimony, you would like to do a sermon, a 20-minute inspirational speech, or you would like to even be a prayer warrior. Or a scripture reading, anything that you want to do for God. You're not doing it for man. You're doing it for God. So if you'd like to do that. Also, our Bible study today will be at 2 o'clock, from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And this is, we're starting out with only 1 month, just once a month. I'll be joined by Sister Lynn Mitchell, Dr. Robert Moore. Dr. Herbert Moore, that is. Dr. Herbert Moore out of Atlanta, Georgia. Both of them are out of Atlanta, Georgia, and we will be doing that by way of Zoom. The ID number, just briefly here, is 835-1731-2160. Once again, the ID number is 835-1731-2160, and the passcode is 443120, 443120. Some of you all have already received your Evites. And so if you need that information, contact any of the people on my website and we'll get it to you. All right, this time we're going to have our closing prayer, the benediction by Sister Belinda Gamage. Sister Gamage?
All right, amen. Let us go forth into the world in peace and dedicated to your service, O Lord. Let us hold fast to that which is good. Render to no person evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the needy and the afflicted, and honor all people. Let us love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of his Spirit. And may God's blessing be upon us and remain with us always. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May there be nothing missing and nothing broken. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And we will leave you in song with those very words that Sister Belinda closes out with. God bless you all. Have a great day. Good day.
God bless you all, too. Have a great day, Dr. Walker, and everyone on the show. Thanks for all participation. May God bless you all. Bye.